How would you frame your excitement going into this year?
Well, first of all, thanks for everyone for coming today. Big day for us. The most excited we've obviously ever been coming into a season. We had, a great season last year, ended in a very disappointing fashion. I think that people tend to underestimate the risk of doing nothing versus the risk of doing something. So we made, some changes on the coaching side, some changes obviously in the personnel side, and I feel like we're in the best position we've ever been at this point in the season. So really excited.
Great answer. So what we're going to do is we're going to facilitate this as organized as we can. You guys all know the drill. There'll be microphones on either side. And when I call on you, if you could give your name and affiliation. And we'll start in the front here with Eric.
Eric, name the athletic. Wes, just starting at the kind of beginning of the off season, you guys decided to move on from your head coach. Kind of what went into that decision? How did you guys arrive at it?
Well, it was a very hard decision because Bud is a great coach, very credentialized. We won a championship together. Won more games in the last 5 years than the other team in the league. So it's not an obvious thing to make a change at that point, but we just felt like the organization needed a new voice, and as great as Bud has been for us, we thought that it was the right time to do it. So that's really what it was.
Jim?
Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wes, also this summer, a new CBA was ratified. A lot of the rules coming into place are going to restrict teams like yours.
Yeah.
What was it like to be in the room for those part of those discussions? Obviously, I know it's a league decision, but how did you feel about this new CBA and the limits it's going to place on your ownership group and your front office going forward?
Well, the overriding principle that you're trying to solve for in a CBA is to create as much competitive balance in the league as possible. What creates the most interest in the league in the season and obviously in the playoffs is you want that competitive balance. There's been five different teams that have won the last five championships, which I think might be a record, so that's an extraordinary thing in the league. But the focus was really in the future to try and present the best possibility of everyone competing and winning. And so, the relationship with the players is the best I think it's ever been. I've been in the league now for, 9 going on 10 years. So there's a lot of, a view of partnership with the players that was really important. And the rules that were put in were really put in to try and create as much competitive balance as you can. Now we're, one of the highest spending teams in the league, and so it impacts us. But I'm very supportive of competition. We want to have a chance to compete and win every year, and I think that's the goal, for the league. So,
let's go, Steve.
Steve McGargy, Associated Press. This summer, Giannis made some comments regarding holding off on signing an extension. Wanted to see the commitment the Bucks have made to a championship, winning another title. Since then, obviously, you make the big trade for Damian. Just what was your response to those comments, and where do you think your relationship is with them at this point as an ownership group?
Well, I think that Giannis and ownership are in exactly the same position that we're all very focused on winning. And so if you really, his comments, which I think in the context in which they're offered, had everything to do with trying to be in the best position to compete for championships while he's an active player at the peak of his skills, and of course we couldn't be more supportive than that. So I feel like we are 100% aligned about this, and we've done everything that we can to make the team have the best chance to compete and win. The coaching change was made because we thought it was the right thing for the organization. The change to trade two very, very good basketball players for Damian Lillard, that's a big decision. We're just trying to do what we think we can to give ourselves the best chance to win championships. And I think, I feel really good about that. So,
Jamal
Collier, ESPN. similar to that, just on the Giannis' front with his contract, have you guys reopened or started discussing that extension in the aftermath kind of this trade with Giannis, or where do you think things stand sort of with his contract?
Yeah, we don't comment specifically on it. Obviously, Giannis is eligible for a maximum contract extension, and he's deserving of it. I think he's the best player in the world, so we couldn't be more than happy about that. I think that we went through a similar situation a few years ago in his contract, and we got to the right place with it, and I feel like at the end of the day, he's committed to being here and committed to being a part of a winning team, and we're committed to Giannis. So we'll see how it all plays out. But
Next question. Jim, you want another one?
I think I saw a report that Golden State might be in the running for the 25 All-Star game. I know the organization has put in a bid for 26.
Yeah.
How important is that event for ownership for Fiserv for Milwaukee, and is that something that is important to try to land in the coming years?
Yeah, it's a great question. I feel like the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, deserves an All-Star game. I mean, I feel like we've built this incredible arena. Mike Fascitelli, a partner over there, along with Peter Fagan and others, did an amazing job building that arena. We've added hospitality across the street. We feel like we are absolutely well positioned to get a game, and no assurances it'll happen exactly when it'll happen, but I think it'd be a great chance to showcase this great city and the people here in Wisconsin, so we're obviously a big fan of that.
Did it go to Lance, back of the room?
Thank you, Lisa. Wes, I'm not a capologist, so please forgive me, but are you in the luxury tax zone? Are you willing to pay the luxury tax, and are you like in an all-in mentality, so to speak?
We are absolutely in the luxury tax. I think we're one of the highest luxury tax payers in the league. So for one of the smallest markets of the league, we are one of the biggest payers of luxury tax. So I think from an economic standpoint, we can firmly say we are all in. And look, I think the windows when you have a team, the quality that we have, are relatively short, and we want to do everything we can to not take it for granted, because these players don't come along in this fashion every time. We've got a great organization, obviously, and between the changes of the coaching staff, the changes with Damian, we feel like we've put ourselves in the best position we can.
Mark.
Mark Spears, ESPN. Just want to see what your thoughts are on Dame as a player and how exciting it is to bring someone like that into your organization, a top 75 player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited. I went to school in Oregon, and so I still root for the Trailblazers and watch a lot of their games on TV because I have a lot of friends in that neighborhood. So I've seen a lot of Damian Lillard, on TV, seen him live a couple of times. He's obviously an extraordinary basketball player. And I think, and an extraordinary fit for the team that we have. And I think, I could not be more excited to see him with a number zero on his jersey here on opening night. And I think that it's a great opportunity for us. I think it's a great opportunity for him. He's been very, very vocal about wanting to be in a chance to compete for a championship. He's been incredibly loyal to the city of Portland. My friends out there all love Damian Lillard, and I just couldn't be more excited as on the basketball court. And off the court, he's got a fantastic reputation. I think we're all in on character on this team. I think we're blessed to have a lot of high character individuals on our team. That's one of the hallmarks of this team has been assembled. I think Damian fits that to a T. So very, very exciting.
Dario?
Dario Melendez, WISN. To that point, you mentioned this earlier, how hard was it to sign off on getting a guy like Drew Holiday away?
Very hard. Drew Holiday and Grayson, these are both very, very high quality basketball players. We had a significant trade. We brought in Drew a few years ago. We won a championship. He's a huge part of that. Huge member of the community. He and his wife Lauren are incredible supporters of the community, great people. So it's very hard, John Horst and the organization here, though, what we've learned in our time in professional sports is you hire the best possible people, you give them the best resources you can, and you hold them accountable for the results. That's the kind of way you do it in any business. And obviously that was what all came to it. And like a lot of things, it happened very slowly and then all at once. So it kind of came up at the end. And obviously I have so much regard for Drew as a basketball player, but even more regard, if it's possible, as a human. So it's hard to see him move, and I'm sure he'll be out there competing hard against us this year, as will Grayson. But I think that we did what we thought was the right decision, the GM and the professional coaching staff, and we support it. So
Eric.
Hey, Wes. Just talking about more decisions that you guys made this offseason. Obviously you bring in Adrian Griffin. I'm curious, in the lead up of getting to meet him and kind of get to know him a little bit, what did you really like about him, and how do you see his fit with this organization?
Yeah, I obviously have known of Adrian for a long time. He's coached for some of the best coaching staffs, in the league. He's never been a head coach, but he might well have been the most, credentialized guy to not be a head coach. And we got down to a relatively small group of people that were finalists. I had a meeting with him. He came to my office in New York, and we spent, some time together. And I just thought that, as a coach, he's very, very accomplished, right? different to go to be a head coach now, because he'll be the guy making those end-of-game decisions and whatnot, so that'll be a big adjustment for him and a big opportunity, right? But his energy and his passion and his commitment to winning were so strong, and I thought that, you know, he would have a great connection, you know, with the players. You know, being a former player himself, he played at a very high level. He's got that, you know, kind of tough mentality that we thought was a good change. And so it was just, it was a, at the end, I thought it was a pretty easy decision. You know, it seems like a you know, the big decision to move on from Bud. And then independent from that, we interviewed all these different folks. And I think he represents the league, and he represents what hard work and, you know, kind of showing up every day was. So, you know, it was, I'm very, very happy with the decision. And
Jim?
He's undefeated right now. So it's obviously a great decision.
I have one, but a quick follow on that. When did Giannis, did he come to you or John about wanting to sit with the finalists? And kind of what was your reaction to like letting him get involved? Because that could be a ownership front office only decision, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it was not Giannis's decision at the end of the day, right? That's not, he's a great player, and we obviously value his input greatly. When we got down to finalists, we said we'd want them to spend time with our players out here. You know, John was a big advocate of that, and we were very supportive of that, and I think it was the right decision. We don't want to put those guys in a position of having to pick, you know, their coach or anything else. It's not, none of that. That's not correct and not the appropriate thing. But they certainly have a big voice about it. And I think that the same energy that he brought to the interviews that we had with them was the same energy he brought with the you know, conversations he had with these guys. And I think it's a great and refreshing change. So.
On the business side, is there any update on the relationship with Bally and Diamond and some of the broadcast stuff? And I know some other organizations have taken the step to get involved with over the air in their markets. It's kind of similar markets to Milwaukee, so any updates on any of that?
Yeah, you know, it's such a good question. I think that in sports, you know, if your first 10 questions are not about media, you probably don't really understand the financials of sports, right? So the media plays a huge role of it. I think we're in this very interesting inflection point between linear programming and streaming. And there's still a lot of unanswered questions about the economics of the over-the-air, the streaming, but you get to run your own broadcast. If you chose to do it that way, you get to connect more directly with consumers. So yeah, that's something we're deeply interested in. And then, of course, independent of that, the whole Diamond situation, they're in a, you know, in a restructuring right now. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty about how that's all going to turn out. But I think that sooner rather than later, streaming will play a bigger and bigger role in sports media. And we're now trying to all figure out kind of how to marry up the linear programming that's very, very important, the backbone of the economics, frankly, of the league, our league and others, with the getting access to consumers. So it's a pretty fluid situation and one that obviously we're paying a lot of attention to. And I think there'll be a lot of information to that to come in the next, you know, months and years.
I think that'll wrap it up.
I guess, is there any concern that Bucks game won't be on there?
No concerns about that. I mean, the NBA has been preparing for this moment for a long time. So they have kind of a shadow organization to help present, you know, kind of the actual production of it and whatnot. The league has been ahead. I think Adam and the other guys have done a great job of preparing for this. As you said, a couple teams are already in that position themselves. I think it's inevitable there's going to be a real marriage between all this at some point that makes sense. But there will be no chance. I think in our view, the Bucks games will not be available over there, locally here. So.
And that's good news for me.
That's good for you, too. Yeah. You're very vested in that, Lisa. So. It's good.
Thank you for that. Thank you for your time.
Great.
Wes, Jamie, Mike, thank you for being here and giving us your time. Coming up next, we'll get it set up, the stage set up. General Manager John Horst and Head Coach Adrian Griffin will be here together. We'll have a similar setup for that. So give us some time to kind of rearrange this stage and get that set up for you guys. Thank you.